Yeshua Perikpas opens, Vehiki Shmo Kol Malachim, when all the Malachim that were in Eretz Yisrael, the six Malachim, the Chiti, the Amori, the Aknani, the Aprizi, the Achivi, the Avusi, and they all heard about what Klal Yisrael did to Ai and to Yericho, they decided they want to unite and fight against Klal Yisrael. As it says in Pasuk Beis, V'yikavsu Yachdu V'lachim Yeshuv V'Yisrael Peh Echad. It was unanimous. However, there was one of the nations, the Givonim, who decided that they're going to trick Klal Yisrael. They were scared that Klal Yisrael was going to come and they were going to wipe them out. And Pasuk Gimel through Pasuk Vav, it describes the Givonim's plan. They were going to deceive Yehoshua by saying they've traveled from a very far land and they want to make a bris with them. As it says in Pasuk Vav, Vayalchu el Yehoshua, el Machane Gilgal, Vayomru Ela, Vayel Ish Yisrael, Me'eretz Rechoka Ba'anu, we came from a far land, Ba'at Karsu Anu Bris, and now you should cut with us a bris, you should cut with us a peace treaty. And Pasuk Zayin through Pasuk Yadalit, it explains what they did. They said, when we left our land that was very far away, we had perfect clothing. Our clothes, they were beautiful. Now look at us. They're very, very worn out. And our wine flax that we had, our nod yayin, they were full. Now they're empty. Our water, it was full when we left. Now it's empty. Look at our bread. Our bread that we have, it's not as fresh. We're almost completely run out. Our shoes are worn out, and this was clear evidence that we traveled from a very far land. In Pasuk Tezvav, it says, Vayas lahem Yehoshua shalom, v'karis lahem bris. Yehoshua and the Nisidim, they were deceived by this deception of the Givonim, and they cut with them a bris. Then they gave them a bris milah, and they welcomed them into Klal Yisrael. However, from Pasuk Tezvav, Tezayin through Chof Aleph, is when Klal Yisrael, 3 days later, Klal Yisrael realized that the Givonim were tricking them. It caused a whole tumult in Klal Yisrael about what to do, and that the Nesiim came and they said, you know what, we swore to Hashem, we made the shvuah with them, we made a bris with them, we can't go back and we can't hurt them. And Pasuk Chof Aleph, though, they decide that they're going to demote them. They're going to make them the Yehu Chayfei Eitzim V'Shoyvei Mayim. They were going to make them forever the water drawers and the wood carriers for the Mizbeach of Hashem. In Pasuk of Beis and Pasuk of Gimel, Yehoshua confronts them and says, why'd you do this? Why'd you trick us? The Givonim answer, we were scared. We knew. We heard of the Nisim. We heard how Hashem was making you victorious in the world. We heard of your Hashem. But we were scared that we were going to be delivered into your hands. So we had to create this deception. And as it says, It says, Vayitnam Yehoshua v'yomahu choyfei eitzim v'shoyvei mayim, as the parak ends. The parak ends where Yeshua carries this out, and they make them the water drawers and the wood carriers forever. The Givonim accept their demerit, and they go along with it. I would like to point out in Pasuk Yates, there's a question, a class question that's asked, is why didn't they just be mefer neder? Why didn't they just be mavater them? And it was clearly mekachtos. They were clearly fooled, and they would have been able to be mefer neder and get out of it and wipe out the Givonim as they were supposed to do. So something that comes out of the pasuk is that it's something that I thought was anachnu nishanu lahem nishavnu. Nishbanu lahem v'Hashem elokei Yisrael v'at lo nuchal lingo lahem, as it says in Pasuk Yates. It says, the Nabi says, we swear. The Nesiim said, we swear. So we're not going to take you out. From here we learn that a Jew always keeps to his word. Even though they could have had a way, they could have finagled their way out of it, they could have said, look, it was no good, you know? But a Jew always keeps his word. How much more so do we need to keep our word when it comes to our business, when it comes to our chaverim, our friends, when it comes to our families, our kids, and most importantly, when it comes to our spouses? Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.